a fairly settled piece.
We'll descend on the Philippines. In a little over 9 minutes from now, we'll have a bulletin of Australian news.
Prime Minister of Australia from 1972 to 1975 envisaged the growth of large provincial cities or growth centres to alleviate the overburdened population of Australia's capital cities. The initial growth centre to be developed was Albury Wodonga. In the next programme in the series This Australia, we look at the Whitlam vision today. This Australia is heard from Radio Australia at 0240 hours, 0510 hours, 1130 hours, 1440 hours, 1710 hours, 2040 hours, and 2310 hours UTC.
Well, Denzel Harrison was telling you all about his program there, and the times it may be heard. And just a reminder, of course, that the next time is 1440 hours. It's now coming up to 1225. 1225 UTC. And here's a special message from Mike Bird.
Hello, I'm Mike Bird, and welcome to the Propagation Report for Saturday the 29th of August. First, let's look at what happened yesterday. That was Friday the 28th. Global shortwave conditions were generally fair to good, but they were poor at times on polar and auroral circuits. Solar activity was low and two sunspot regions were visible. No solar flares were reported. The geomagnetic field was unsettled to active. To the indices for Friday the 28th, the solar flux was 80. Again, that's 80. And equals an effective sunspot number of 23.6. Again, that's 23.6. The geomagnetic field disturbance indicator, the A index, is estimated to be 10. Again, the A index is estimated to be 10. Now for the forecast for today, Saturday the 29th. IPS Radio and Space Services expect that solar activity will be low and the geomagnetic field should be unsettled.
Thank you, Mike Bird. Here's Al Martino. We've just had others doing this from another transmission. This is Radio Australia broadcasting from our studios in Melbourne, calling listening friends in Asia, the Pacific and Papua New Guinea in the 31, the 41 and 49 metre bands. Just a reminder that we'll have Australian news for you, a special bulletin of Australian news in just a little over a minute and a half from now. This is Radio Australia.
Brothers on talkback for a bit of at least as far as the signal is concerned. Following its introduction in the mid-70s, FM has dramatically changed the world of commercial radio. Here in Melbourne, the number one station is Fox FM, which has floored its AM competitors. Its program director discusses the station's scramble to the top and a media specialist comments on the impact of FM broadcasting. There's also news of a third television channel in New Zealand and re-cheap propagation conditions. That's all in Talkback on Sunday at 3.10, 7.10, 9.10, 12.40, 17.10 and 20.40 UTC.
Roger Broadbent telling you all about Talkback, even as Al Martino did try to get into the X.